Okay, this is Gary Spackman. Sorry, we're just a little late getting on. Who do we have on the phone?
Good afternoon, Director. This is TJ Budge on behalf of IGWA.
Hi, TJ.
Sarah Klon on behalf of Pocatello.
Thank you, Sarah.
Travis Thompson for AMB Irrigation District.
Thanks, Travis.
Good afternoon.
And who else?
I'm sorry,
Ken. Oh, us, maybe.
I think I hear Ken.
Sam Fletcher's
here. Oh, hi, Ken. Okay. And I think this is everybody we would have assumed to participate. So this is a pre-hearing conference regarding a petition for a hearing. And the petition was directed at the as-applied order for the Yeah, it was for the reconsideration of the as-applied order that applied the methodology for determining whether there's a demand shortfall and an obligation, a curtailment or obligation of mitigation. And we continued a previous pre-hearing conference for the purpose of allowing the parties to discuss some of the background information. I understand that a meeting was conducted, and Travis, maybe I'll come to you since you're the petitioner and explain to me where we're at this point.
Thank you. Yes, Director, we did have that call a couple weeks ago, and I guess after our last pre-hearing back in May came to my attention, I guess AMB's, of how many acres they were actually irrigating with groundwater and kind of evaluating their water right portfolio to see what they were doing this year. And that was the cause for that June 14th letter indicating that the acres they are actually irrigating with groundwater this year are covered under their senior water rights and they would not be subject to curtailment since the enlargement water rights are not being delivered this year. So with that understanding, it was our intent, I guess we will now withdraw our petitions requesting hearing on those two points as it relates to the as-applied order. I know we've got another conference at 2, but that would be our intention with that one as well.
Okay, so, and Travis, we sent out, albeit just today, a response letter, and I don't know whether it got to you folks or not. Probably was emailed today.
Yes.
I did receive it.
Responding to the June 14th letter, and should have been sent to Randy and TJ, Sarah and Kent. And if you don't have it in front of you, we can go through it. But TJ, do you have a copy?
I did get that. Thank you, Director.
Sarah?
Yes, sir. I did.
And Kent?
I'm checking right now.
Okay. Well, all of you check your email more closely than I do, probably. Maybe you have people who are prompting you.
Did receive it.
Okay. So we can go through it if you want to, but based on the letter, Travis, we looked at it and said AMB can voluntarily curtail its enlargement rights. Talked about the water master coordinating to ensure that they're being irrigated with surface water and that AMB wouldn't have a mitigation obligation. I guess we view this as voluntary curtailment, really, or at least some sort of temporary conversion. Maybe that's a better characterization. So, is this letter sufficient for your needs then, Travis?
I believe so, Director. I recognize the last sentence that if circumstances were to change and if any other more senior rights were implicated, we can address that at that time. But until they are, I don't see the need for any hearings.
So you'll file a document, Travis, with us?
I will. I'll file a notice on both of those proceedings that had been noticed up for separate pre-hearing conferences, and I think there was a third one that set up for today at 2.
Yeah, we have one that's set up at 2. Who do we have for parties on that particular matter? We need to dig.
Several.
We have a larger group of 2 than this group, perhaps. So your letter, Travis, it does not address the concerns that were raised for the and the request for hearing that we'll discuss at 2 p.m.
Okay.
No, I'm asking a question.
Oh, yeah, it would apply to all 3, I guess, proceedings that we had initiated.
Okay. But we're anticipating, I guess, that there would be a few more people on at 2 o'clock. So we can conclude this pre-hearing conference then and then just have people call in at 2 to talk about the additional request for hearing.
That'd be fine with me.
Okay. Travis, as we hang up, maybe I could at least talk to you and Kent just briefly about another matter since you're on the phone. That'd be okay. Just hold.
Sure.
And then I would expect TJ, are you participating at 2? You would be.
I am, yes.
And we don't have a group that Sarah, you're included.
Correct.
Are we expecting the cities to be involved in this and Rob Harris? Yeah, well, let's wait and see what happens at 2. But anyway, if you'll call back in at 2 o'clock and same call-in numbers, Debbie.
Yeah, that'll
okay.
work.
Okay, and Travis, if you and Ken will just hang on, I want to talk to you about another matter.
Sure.
Okay. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you at 2.